Previously on Welcome Back Home, a special musical presentation of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Stripped of all resources, Michelle Landon learns her manager has stolen all her savings and fled the country, leaving her account completely wiped out. Facing immediate eviction from her landlady, inability to declare bankruptcy or get a loan, and rejection from her former friends, Michelle hits rock bottom, wondering, "How did I get here?" and acknowledging she has missed the mark. In her desperation, she seeks refuge at a soup kitchen run by Pastor Moses Brown, who shows her unconditional care and reveals that her betrayed friend Suzanne is also working there, praying for Michelle's safety. Pastor Moses assures Michelle that the church is for broken people and that grace is available even though she doesn't deserve it, prompting Michelle to acknowledge that she is tired of running.
Hey, Liz. Allison, I can't really talk right now.
I just want to know if you called Michelle.
I don't have her number.
Did you ask Tina or Suzanne?
Suzanne is out of the country. And no, I didn't ask Tina, and I'm not going to. But if I did speak to my sister, this is what I would tell her, straight out of Proverbs chapter 1. You rejected my advice and paid no attention when I warned you. Now you will eat the fruit of what you have done, until you are stuffed full with your own schemes.
Ouch.
I don't know about you, but the God I serve is a good God. The God I serve is a great God. The God I serve is an awesome God. And with that God, there is nothing too hard for him. Banks may fail, but with God, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Gas prices may skyrocket and you may have to put away your car. But with my God, you can run and not get weary. You can walk and not faint. There may be wars and rumors of wars, but the name of my God is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. I want you to understand that this is not my sermon. This is not what I was planning on preaching about today. I had a different plan and a purpose. But there was something that God wanted somebody in here to know today. I'm just trying to tell you enough times until you get it. I'm just trying to tell you that whatever problem you have, it's no problem for my God. Because God is still in control. He still has the whole world in his hands. Don't pay attention to me. You just pay attention to God's word. The Lord can still make a way. The Lord can lift you when you've fallen. The Lord can raise up friends for you. The Lord can find a job for you. The Lord can pay those debts for you. You can make it. God will take care of you.
You can make it. You can make it. This trial that you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it, you can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it.
Is there someone here who has wandered away from God? Is there someone here who has been suffering and needs to be set free? Come to the altar. Come to the altar now.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
There is great joy in heaven, Michelle, because of the decision you've made.
Thank you for showing me God still loves me and helping me to find my way out of the darkness.
Hey! open up the door.
Let me know your wisdom.
Show me things I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take the wrong and make it right.
Days that shine down on me.
Let your love shine through me in the night.
How are you feeling today, Michelle?
Better. Scarred and a little anxious, but better. I've been clean for 67 days.
How are you processing everything that brought you here?
I keep thinking about this story Jesus told about a son who left home and wasted everything his father gave him.
The prodigal son.
Yeah, I always thought that story was about the son coming home. But now I think it's really about the father who kept watching the road, waiting for him to come back.
What makes you think about that story?
Because I'm that son. I took everything good my father gave me and I trashed it. I hurt everyone who loved me. And now I'm sitting here wondering if there's any way back.
What do you think?
I think I need to try. Even if he slams the door in my face, I need to try.
They say you have to hit rock bottom before you start to climb. I never thought I'd find that bottom, but here I am just in time.
Ooh, rock bottoms,
where you stop pretending.
Bottoms where you face the truth. Rock bottoms
where you stop defending
the wreckage you caused.
But there's something about rock bottom that I never understood. It's not the worst place you can be. It's where you choose to seek what's good.
Rock bottom, grace.
That's where you find me.
Where you find me.
Not when I'm perfect.
Not I'm weak.
Not when I'm clean.
Not when I'm clean.
But when I'm broken.
And I'm full.
And finally ready.
To be honest about what I need.
Hey, I need forgiveness.
I need a father's love.
I need to know his mercy is still enough.
I need to go home.
I need to go home. I chased the tears that wouldn't last. Burned every bridge to escape my past. But rock bottom grace drove me to my knees. Pulled me from a world of misery.
Rock bottom's where you stop pretending. Rock bottom's where you face the truth.
Rock bottom's where you stop defending the wreckage you caused. Now I'm thinking of the father in the story.
Father,
the one who watched and waited every day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm ashamed and I am weary. Maybe love like that won't turn away.
Rock bottom grace.
That's where you find.
Come,
rock bottom grace.
Have you thought about what you want to say to your family?
Every day, I've started a dozen letters that I never send.
What stops you?
Fear, shame, the knowledge that sorry doesn't fix everything.
No, it doesn't, but it's a start.
Then I guess it's time to start.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.